to the 380th edition of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee.
Thank you, Dan. We know you can't travel yet, but we also know that things will change hopefully sooner than later. And in the meantime, we're continuing this weekly show so that a half hour of armchair travel will take you back to the good old days and help you understand that they will come back soon.
And tonight, our guest is Kanika Wahi, co-founder of the newly patented formulation of nasal guard technology. Welcome, Kanika, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here with you guys.
Oh, we're glad to have you. And with so many people concerned about harmful airborne droplets at the moment, it sounds like nasal guard has come along at the right time. As the biomedical engineer who invented it, along with your father, Ishak Wahi, please explain what it is and what it does.
Sure. Nasal guard airborne particle blocker, or APB for short, is an innovative topical gel that uses electrostatic technology to block harmful particles like pollen, dust, pollution, and even virus-sized particles that are floating in the air before they even enter your nose. It's drug-free and really a game-changer in the preventative space, which is becoming all the more prevalent now. We like to think of it as a Brita for your nose. Instead of breathing in all of the junk from the air, nasal guard helps you filter it out before the fact. And I think now more than ever, people are really picking up on the fact that it's so critical to find ways of preventing themselves and helping guard themselves from all those pesky airborne particles.
How did you and your father happen to invent it? Did it have something to do with the severe allergies that afflicted your sister, Ikta?
Quick question. Actually, my father had invented this for my older sister back in the 90s. So my sister had suffered from pretty severe cat allergies growing up, and that sparked the idea for sort of looking into measures of how to prevent allergens and pet dander from being inhaled altogether. So he basically went to work, an engineer by trade. He kind of put on his, you know, different hats and figured out a way to discover that a lot of particles have negative charges, and he wanted to be able to find a way to sort of repel them or attract them outside of the nose prior to being inhaled. So kind of just sparked out of the necessity, and, you know, that's how the invention was born.
As a biomedical engineer, though, we know you were involved in the reformulation of the product. Can you tell us how nasal guard was created and how you adopted it for travel and other uses?
Sure. It's certainly evolved over the years, and it's come a long way since its first prototypes and its first formulations. Since the product has been, you know, in demand for a long time for allergens, we really wanted to be able to target a wider spectrum of particles and really being able to get those really ultra-fine particles to be filtered. And that kind of got us thinking and sort of wanted to go to the lab and figure out how we could sort of adopt and create improvements and enhancements of the product. So I was able to figure out a way to collaborate with other scientists and figure out how to, you know, use some different ingredients that would help us cover and prevent different virus-sized particles from being inhaled. And obviously, it's such a convenient tube that you can basically just think of it as a chapstick. And it's really easy to, you know, carry and throw in your pocket, and you can just be on your way, you know, putting in your purse and handbag. So it's really just a no-brainer as far as, you know, shifting into the travel space. And it's obviously TSA compliant because it's only 3 gram tube of gel. And, you know, anyone who's commuting on buses or trains, you know, people who go into theaters, stadiums, hospitals can, you know, count on it to work.
That is brilliant. Can you tell us about Nasal Guard's parent company, TruTech?
Sure. So TruTech started in 1995 and essentially specializes in R&D product development and creating new patents, new IP, just really focusing on the technology and you know, development side of things, and hoping we can collaborate with other people who specialize in marketing and distribution. We have patents granted worldwide, you know, currently in Canada, Japan, Australia, South Korea, all throughout Asia as well, and all throughout Europe. So we're kind of, you know, growing and continuing to expand, you know, with the help of other partners.
Wow. We're talking with Kanika Wahi, co-inventor of NasalGuard.
Kanika, how does NasalGuard work to block airborne allergens, and how do you use it?
Question. So as I mentioned before, most airborne particles like dust and pollen, pollution, and even virus-sized particles tend to be negatively charged. And some of them could be positively charged, but for the most part, they are negatively charged. And our patented NasalGuard is a positively charged gel that essentially creates a safe electrostatic field around your nasal passages and around your mouth that traps the negatively charged particles. So all you have to do is apply a couple pin-sized drops of the gel around your nostrils and upper lip before now, and you're pretty much good to go. So just like sunscreen, you would want to make sure you apply it before going out where you could be exposed. And when you're not inhaling all of those, you know, germy particles, it really just reduces your chance of experiencing some of the symptoms as well. And each tube, luckily, can provide up to 150 applications when used as directed. So we really encourage people that, you know, a little goes a long way.
Well, the obvious question we all want to know is how contaminated is the air around us?
Well, that definitely depends on where you live. But for the most part, no matter where you live, you can't really escape pollution. You know, anyone from rural areas to urban areas, you know, the emissions and all of the traffic and pollution sort of, you know, is hard to get around. And people who actually have respiratory illnesses are even more susceptible to, you know, dealing with some of the issues that come with contaminated air. So unfortunately, it is something we can't really escape, and it is very contaminated.
Is it true that indoor air is 5 times more polluted than outdoor air?
Unfortunately, yes. I think the latest research shows that indoor air and recirculated air could be upwards of, you know, even 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. You know, that could be anywhere from, you know, air conditioners doing that and enclosed spaces with walls and drapes and just all sorts of things that are like accumulating in your own homes. All of that can contribute to poor indoor air quality.
Dust is an obvious irritant in the air and pet dander for people who own dogs or cats, as you mentioned a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other particles that NasalGuard blocks?
Sure. With our latest formulation, we were definitely able to cover a wider spectrum of particles that we could filter out. That can be as small as from PM 2.5 and smaller, meaning for those who don't know, 2.5 microns is generally known as PM 2.5. So we're able to filter out anywhere from, as you mentioned, dust mites and pet dander, but also pollen and mold. Pollutant particles, various contaminants, and including virus-sized particles as well.
With people starting to travel again, even though the pandemic is still with us, what makes NasalGuard such an invaluable travel companion?
Well, NasalGuard is, you know, is as easy to carry in your pocket as ChapStick, and you're really getting a really multifaceted and a multitasking product. It's really convenient. You know, kids can use it. You could throw it in your backpack or purse. You know, you can have it in your carry-on. It's very portable and just so easy to use. You know, really looking forward to, you know, really targeting airports and airplanes and anyone who's a commuter. So it's really just a no-brainer for someone who's, you know, on the go.
So it is safe for children. What about pregnant women?
It is safe for them. You don't have to worry about any interactions with medications or any side effects. I think these days it's pretty rare to see a product on the market that's, you know, good from anywhere from children to the elderly, people who are even nursing, anyone concerned with potential interactions with any other of their regimen, you know, don't necessarily have to worry about it. So, yes, it's safe for the whole family.
Wow. We're talking with Kanika Wahi, co-inventor of NasalGuard.
And just to be clear, NasalGuard does not interact with any prescription drugs?
That's correct. There aren't any known, there are no known interactions with prescriptions or, as far as we know, vitamins or supplements. But obviously people can use their own discretion, but we do not know of any interactions with prescriptions.
Okay. How and where can people purchase NasalGuard, and how much does it cost?
So people can look for NasalGuard at Amazon, Walmart's website, and our own website, which is nasalguard.com, and it retails for $14.85 per tube, and it includes up to 150 applications, as I mentioned, when it's used as directed.
I want it.
And you don't need a prescription for it, right?
That's right. Luckily, it's over the counter.
And no side effects at all from NasalGuard?
That's right. We don't have any known side effects to date. If someone is aware of any sensitivity to menthol or fragrance, they should probably pick the unscented version of our product.
Do you have any other travel-appropriate products in the planning stages?
We do. We do have a few products that are very travel-friendly and portable that are essentially extensions of the same NasalGuard technology. And, you know, I hope to be back to be able to talk about those as well.
So what advice would you give to travelers to stay safe and healthy during a time when there's a lethal virus on the loose?
First and foremost, I would say that everyone should follow all the guidelines in place by the CDC and medical experts. Just really use common sense and be smart, you know, continue to follow social distancing practices and continue to wash your hands meticulously, and also guard yourself with NasalGuard, because I do think that there are certain things we can control at this time, even though it doesn't seem like it. NasalGuard would be one of those things to really be able to enhance your protection and prevention around airborne particles.
We're talking with Kanika Wahi, co-inventor of NasalGuard.
Kanika, was NasalGuard available before the pandemic struck the United States in March?
It has been. It actually was first patented in 1995, and the product has obviously been continuing to grow and evolve since then. The most recent enhanced formulation of NasalGuard has been on the market since 2017, so we're definitely excited to see how we're continuing to move forward and, you know, spread the word about our product.
And was it actually created with travel in mind?
To a certain extent, yes. The product needed to be portable for kids to carry along with them. And as I mentioned, it was originally created by a father for his daughter to be able to use at her own friend's house for cat allergies.
Okay. You're listening to Travel It Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on Facebook. And we're talking with Kanika Wahi, co-inventor of NasalGuard. Mary Ellen.
You offer something, Kanika, called the Breathe Easier Donation Program. How did that start, and how does it work?
Well, we really wanted to be able to help all the healthcare workers and frontline workers who are really just doing everything they can to help and protect us. And our motivation behind that was essentially several healthcare workers who had reached out to us, you know, upon learning of the product and, you know, wanted to find out more and, you know, kind of try it out. And at that point, we really did want to be able to help do whatever we can to assist them in their own efforts. So we really started to create this program for healthcare workers and any of their units in hospitals or offices. We've already to date donated several hundred units of NasalGuard to Robert Wood Johnson, Hackensack Meridian, and St. Barnabas, just to name a few. So all requests of donation can be considered. All you have to do is email info@nasalguard.com, and we'll get back to you with the process of donation.
That is so wonderful. So I assume you agree with medical experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci, who recommend universal mask wearing to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
For sure. I believe we all should be following the recommendations in place by doctors and medical experts, as well as the CDC. We do believe that an enhanced measure would also be to add nasal guard to your own routine in the process of prevention. So we do believe that wearing a mask can increase your own chances of preventing the stop or stopping getting any ailments or inhaling any virus-sized particles.
So nasal guard is even more effective for users that wear masks.
That's true. We've seen that it could be upwards of possibly 2 times more filtration efficiency when nasal guard is applied in addition to a mask. So we definitely encourage using both.
Okay. Although nasal guard was created for outdoor use, how well does it work indoors?
Well, a huge application of our product from our own user experience and feedback has been for people who have indoor allergies or allergens to dust mites and pet dander and different spores like mold inside the house. And it's very effective indoors. So we're happy that it's a very universal product.
Okay, you mentioned cat dander several times, but what about dog dander?
For the most part, a lot of people who are our users tend to find it very effective for cat allergies. It may be effective for dog allergies, but for the most part, it would be mostly indicated for cat dander.
Okay. Where is nasal guard made, and what are its primary markets?
Sure. Well, we're proud to say that we manufacture here in New Jersey, so the U.S. It's primarily sold here in the U.S., in the U.K., and Japan, and Italy as well. We've launched in South Korea this year, so we're really excited to be continuing to grow.
Okay, Mary Ellen, go ahead.
Was it difficult to get nasal guard approved by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration? How long did that process take?
Well, since it's a new concept of a product and there were no comparable predicate devices that were readily available, it did take some time in the initial stages. But since then, the regulations have changed and the FDA has issued new guidances as far as classification of our type of products. So since then, it has been classified as an exempt medical device. And those are in place for low-risk and non-invasive products. They're just for general wellness, like nasal guard. So the FDA continues to change some of the guidelines, and luckily, you know, we don't necessarily have to worry about continuing to interact with them.
We're talking with Kanika Wahi, co-inventor of nasal guard.
Kanika, has nasal guard had any interaction with the Environmental Protection Agency?
Well, the EPA doesn't necessarily regulate our category of products, but we do follow and obviously keep up with and report, keep track of their reports on air quality and any trends that they announce. So in that regard, we do, you know, follow any of the guidelines and findings of the EPA.
And our $64,000 question, do we know, is nasal guard effective against the coronavirus?
Well, I'm not in a position to comment on such a novel virus that's actually really not researched well and not even readily available in labs. We are able to say, you know, confidently that nasal guard does help reduce the likelihood and reduce the inhalation of virus-like particles among the contaminants I did mention when applied inside the nasal passages, you know, prior to exposure. So that's as far as I could claim.
How can Travel Itch Radio listeners learn more about nasal guard?
Anyone interested interested in learning more about our technology and our product can visit nasalguard.com. Our Amazon store for NasalGuard also has a lot of different infographics and information. In addition, people can visit our social media pages just by searching for NasalGuard on any of those platforms.
Okay, I'm going to just respell it for people. It's NasalGuard.com, NasalGuard.com.
Good. Good idea. Kanika, our listeners always like to learn more about our guests. So please tell us where you were born and raised, where you went to school, and how you became a scientist.
Sure. I was born in Somerville, New Jersey, so not far from where we manufacture our products. I went to Hillsborough High School, and I was really fascinated by the combination of biology and solving, so I took on biomedical engineering. I graduated with an undergrad degree at Rutgers University School of Engineering, and I always solve problems and biomedical engineering, and now
And correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you have some recent television experience?
I'm continuing to get interviews and more exposure to the work of our product. So I hope to gain more of that experience coming up.
Okay. And is there anything that we haven't asked you that you would like to add?
Sure. I would like to reemphasize that there aren't that many products out there in the really overcrowded market that would be drug-free and having drug-like claims. This product was really started for a father helping his daughter. And luckily, you know, knock on wood, we've been happy to say that over 18 million tubes have been sold globally without any reports of adverse effects, which really speaks volumes about the safety profile of our product. And you know, we're excited to launch new products in the year or two to come. So.
Okay, that's great. Our guest tonight on Travel Itch Radio has been Kanika Wahi, co-founder and co-inventor of NasalGuard Airborne Particle Blocker. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Dan and Mary Ellen. I really enjoy talking to you both.
Thank you. And listeners, don't go away because Mary Ellen and I are going to talk travel for a little bit. We both are experienced travelers and travel writers and travel broadcasters. And I'd like to ask Mary Ellen, during the pandemic, obviously travel has been limited, but do you feel that things are lifting a little bit, that things might be improving now?
I certainly hope so. I know that being in New York, they're a little bit more cautious because almost everybody here either knows somebody who has had the virus or is taking care of somebody with the virus. So they're a little bit more concerned in New York. But it looks like there will be some traveling this fall. The airlines are certainly offering some great deals if you buy now and travel later.
That's true. And a lot of people are traveling by car, and also the RV rentals are reporting record highs. People are renting RVs and driving out to the national park. See America First used to be a big slogan, and people are really taking advantage of that, I think. You agree?
Absolutely, yes. I know my sister is a big camper, and she loves going out to camping in the woods and also at the beach, and she's seeing more and more campers out in the parks lately than ever before. And since she feels like she's an experienced camper, she's always showing people how to do things and how to, so they won't get stuck.
And a lot of places that were closed or suspended operations have reopened, although with limited capacity, such as the Baseball Hall of Fame. I was up there just a couple of weeks ago to interview the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and they had timed entrance for tickets. and a limited capacity. And some of their theaters were not open, but the rest of the Hall of Fame was open, and it was nice to be able to walk around and see everything without other people being in your way. So that was a big plus. And I also just heard that the Lowe's Philadelphia Hotel, which is in Center City in the PSFS building, a landmark Art Deco building in Center City, Philadelphia, that just reopened on August 5th. So things are slowly getting back to normal. Have you been anywhere? Have you traveled anywhere?
Not I. I'm basically being an armchair traveler this summer, but I'm really looking forward to going to some really fun places in the fall.
Well, that's good to hear. I did get out and go to New Hope, Pennsylvania. A couple of weeks ago, I did a show from the Wedgwood Inn, which is one of three hotels owned by Carl Glassman and his wife, Deanie Silnutzer, in New Hope, Pennsylvania. So that was very enjoyable. And what I found was places like the Wedgwood Inn are doing a lot of safety protocols. They're doing things differently. They're really cleaning well. They're very conscious of having hand sanitizer everywhere, having people wear masks everywhere, having 6 feet of distance between tables at breakfast on the porch. And also here in New Jersey, there's outdoor dining all over. I think there is in New York too. And I've been out to eat a few times, and that's very nice that we can eat again. But I'm just wondering, what happens when it gets cold? How will they handle it? What do you think?
I don't know. You know, honestly, I think that the people in doing the outdoor dining will come up with some really intriguing solutions with heating units and different ways to set up barriers to block out the weather. I'm waiting to see, because I know that there are a lot of hospitality architects that are thinking about this, and they're helping restaurants pro bono to come up with solutions.
I've seen a lot of restaurants that have tents set up, which protects people from the rain. So I guess that would work no matter what the weather is, as long as it's not lightning out there. I just hope things, you know, get back to normal as quickly as possible. In the meantime, we just have to make the best of it and do what we can. But in the meantime, I would like to tell listeners that now that baseball is back, how about a cool reading companion about the history of the game? Consider my book, The New Baseball Bible, an unorthodox illustrated history that's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but costs less than a sawbuck for 480 pages. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for a special someone or even for yourself. And I'd like to mention that I am privileged to be in something new called the Pandemic Baseball Book Club, which is a consortium of 20 authors of 2020 baseball books, all selling their books at a discount. So go to that website, the Pandemic Baseball Book Club. It's pbbc.com, pandemicbaseballbookclub.com. In the meantime, that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, we'll talk about Outdoorsy, an RV rental company that provides a great vacation alternative for late summer or early fall. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.